Welcome back to Talking Horses. On the line now we have Joe McInnes. Joe is the presenter of the Equine Facilitated Learning Clinics for Youth Justice Centres and also Corporates in Team Building, Leadership and Energy Control. Joe is the co-owner of the recently launched Tourism Channel and also the creator of the amazing horse and owner personality, Dakota. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Talking Horses.
Thank you very much.
With me is my producer Ian Hale and colleague Alan Parker.
Evening, Joe.
Good evening, how are you?
Not too bad. Very well.
And Joe, I only read about half of the things which are on your website, which you do. When do you get the chance to smell the roses?
Oh, I know. I am a busy soul. I guess my whole love and passion is for understanding people and developing communication strategies and tools to help people, I guess, build better relationships. So I do that professionally and in the horse industry as well, and that's why I developed the personality decoders.
So what came first, your equestrian interests or your marketing skills?
To be honest, I would have to say I was horse mad at the age of three.
Okay.
I think the first word I ever said was horse. So, and you know, I begged my parents for a horse until I finally got one at 10. So, I've had a lifelong interest in horses, and unfortunately, I didn't really go down that path as a career per se. But I've been a hobbyist with horses all my life, and then my partner Jason is well-known horse trainer in Victoria.
Okay, I'm starting to get an inferiority complex here. So let's talk about the equine facilitated learning and the decoder and also the holistic equitation program. Can you give us a bit of a background about how you started sort of all these three? Because they are reasonably separate, aren't they?
Well, no, they're all linked, I think. I guess, you know, I've been breeding horses for 15 years, Welshies and warm bloods, and Jason trains horses, and I was watching a lot of problem horses come in and people who had issues with their horses. And often, you know, it was a combination of pretty much the horse and human not understanding each other. And after years and years and years and thousands of horses and people that came through our centre, I started to develop an understanding, or I noticed, I guess, similarities between different people and their horses and the types of issues that were going on. So I started to record all of that information, and basically the decoder is based off Carl Jung's psychology, sort of like the Myers Briggs of personalities that, you know, a lot of workplaces use. And I really just noticed that, you know, horses were either moving or they were not moving. They were either thinking or they were not thinking. And I put that into a color-coded system because people are very visual, and it was really easy to kind of help people remember when trying to work out the personality of their horse. So their horse was red, you know, hot, red hot, or, you know, blue ribbon, likes to show off and be center of attention. So that was, you know, that's just sort of two of the colors. So that's what how that started, and then we developed the Holistic Equitation brand to work with people who wanted to preserve the integrity of the horse. So we have a number of trainers that work under that brand, and those trainers could start horses, they could do teaching of lessons, you know, photonic therapy. There's a few different people that sort of work with us in our team that provide different sort of services to the industry, but they have a particular mindset and philosophy, I guess. And I guess after doing all of that sort of work, and I'm very interested in corporate, in the corporate world, being, you know, working in business to business for quite some time, I thought with all the knowledge that I had with the horses and the psychology behind that, that it would be, you know, a great avenue to go down with the equine facilitated learning. So I went and did my certificate course in that, and then sort of started from there.
And how long did it take you to develop the decoder, and have you made any significant changes since the first model?
It's interesting you should say that. I probably spent 5 years on research before I put anything together, and you know, and I've actually spent, you know, 25 years studying psychology and personalities and sort of spiritual psychology, and that's sort of how that came about. I haven't made significant changes necessarily to the decoder system itself, but I probably have, as we all do as we grow, and I'm continually doing things to help, you know, grow who I am as a person, I probably have an even deeper understanding of my relationship with the horses now, which I could probably go into further. And I'm working with another girl at the moment to actually develop another chart that complements this, which sort of highlights what the purpose is of the horse in your life, you know. So a lot of people think of horses as competition, or, you know, they want to go out for a ride. But what we want to try and work out is, we strongly believe horses come into your life to help you grow, and they offer you some amazing self-development and wisdom. So we're looking at how you can actually define your horse as to how your horse can actually help you grow in a self-development sort of model. So that's sort of the next chart that we're working on at the moment.
Now, the decoder has four colour sections, and you've mentioned the blue and the red.
Yes.
The yellow and the purple, can you give our listeners a brief overview of each colour and why you selected that colour for what they represent?
Yeah, for sure. So we've got the blue, red, purple and yellow. And so the blue is, I like to think of horses being in their desirable or their undesirable self. So they're either displaying characteristics that you really like, or, as we all know, they can display things that we don't often like too. So if you're talking about a blue horse, this is a horse that's expressive, but also can be quite intimidating. They're very bold. They love people. They are very forward-moving. They love the centre of attention. They're the sort of horses that are very mouthy. They'll pick up buckets and throw them around the paddock, undo latches, always looking at what sort of mischief they can get into. And if you don't provide very good leadership, these are the sort of horses that will end up dominating you as well, and can become quite dangerous because they really need strong leadership. With the reds love to move as well, and they're very sensitive but also very reactive. They're more emotional. So these are the sorts of horses, often like can be Arabs and thoroughbreds that fit into the reds. But, you know, I don't want to say that all the time, but so they're the sort of horse, if you pull away from the herd, they'll pace the fence line, they'll get emotional, they'll be the ones that spook and shy and, you know, be quite reactive. They'll sort of take off first and look around and go, oh, I don't know what, you know, don't know why I did that, but it was just a shadow. So they're way more reactive and way more emotional, whereas the blues are way more thinking and way more calculated and, you know, a bit more stable mentally, the blues. And so these are the sorts of horses, the reds and the blues, that like to move their feet. Whereas the purple and the yellows are the horses that people would think of as being stuck, but I would say just are very grounded. They're a bit more lazy. They don't like to move a lot. The yellows are very sensitive and very emotional, but also very aloof. They don't like sharing their feelings a lot, but they're hypersensitive. And they're the sort of horses, I think, if you're a horse person, people often say, oh, it's the quiet ones you've got to watch, because, you know, they're known to kind of explode out of nowhere. And that's the yellow, because they internalise their feelings so much. You think they're okay and you think they're quiet, and then all of a sudden it's like a rubber band that just goes bang. Whereas the once you have this horse and you've built the trust and the relationship with the yellow, I have a yellow horse that's a stock horse. You get a lot of stock horses and Clyde crosses in this colour. And my horse is a stock horse cross Brumby, and I ride her bareback and bridleless. So, you know, but she was very explosive when, you know, and it took me a long time to develop that relationship, but she's really solid. So once you get a yellow and you've built that relationship, they're amazing horses because they are sensitive, but they're not flighty. With the purple is a desirable purple is the perfect pony you want for a nervous rider or you're the first pony for your child. So they are reliable, steadfast and bomb-proof. But they're also the sort of horse that's like, well, what's in it for me? Why do I want to be with you? How are you going to entertain me? And they'd rather just eat, you know, food in the paddock. So, you know, every horse has, you know, a good and a desirable and undesirable side to it, just like people.
Joe Allen here. What age do these sort of characteristics become evident in the horse? How young can you pick it out in the horse? If I had a foal in the paddock, for example, can you tell me what it's going to be?
Most of the time, yes. And look, not every horse is one personality colour. You know, sometimes they could, you know, be a little bit of red and a little bit of yellow, and sometimes they can present differently and present a different personality on a different day. But I often notice that, you know, I've been breeding for a long time. I have a paddock full of foals, and the ones that go, oh, I don't want to come near you, oh, I'm scared, and, you know, oh, and shoot off, you know, I normally know they're going to be red, and they're very sensitive. But then I've got other foals that come and pickpocket me, and,